Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Show. Welcome all callers. Mr. Marino, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Another day. Got home somewhat early yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we got out of the racetrack on early yesterday morning, got home by about 1 o'clock, and was able to rest up yesterday.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I must admit I had a great time. I'm getting ready to click you in. I had a great time down there. I really enjoyed everyone. We're going to talk about it. Let me get everybody in here. Hold on 1 second here. Good morning. Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Nothing much. You in here. You in here. How you doing this morning? You live. You live in here. You live
good,
in here.
Good, 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 good. I'm very, very, very happy.
That's great. That's great. Well, before we all get started, y'all know how we do this thing. We're going to have a tech talk. I'm sure there's already people hitting the one button already. You're going to have to hold on a little while. Caller 2657. You're going to have to hold on a little while. We'll get you here shortly. We always have our inspirational vitamin, and then we're going to go to you, Jim, for a tech talk, and then our tip will get to you. Got any sassy things that you like to say as well, and we're going to get on out of here. We're going to take questions and and find out where everybody's going in the upcoming weeks. We'll have the promoters get on today and promote their shows. And as follow, we probably have Big Kenny in here a little later where we send our donations for the holiday season. With that being said, let me get right into the inspirational vitamin this morning. I want to thank everyone for calling in, listening. We might have to go to mute. Got a lot of feedback back there. Let me find out what. There we go. Hold on a minute. Artilio, you still in the shop? Got a lot of background noise.
I hear.
Put your phone on mute for me. A lot of background noise.
What's that?
I say put
can
your
you
phone
me now
on
better?
Mute. No, I can hear you real good. I could just hear the background noise.
Sorry, but I'm talking. I'm talking to my secretary about the racing this weekend. That's why I'm sorry. My bad.
Oh, no problem. Let me do the inspiration. Go ahead and put your phone on mute. Let me do the inspirational vitamin. That way there's no interference. Okay, well, thank you. Our inspirational vitamin this morning, like I was saying, I want to thank everyone for calling in and listening to the inspirational vitamin. Honestly, that is the main ingredient for this show for me. I enjoy doing it, and I want to let everyone know I enjoy you guys listening. So with that being said, let me get started. This morning we're going to read, Jesus is the source of all true happiness. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our Father. You read that from Mark 11, 9 and 10. To be blessed, we must know Jesus as our personal Savior and Redeemer. We must commit our lives to him and be obedient to his will. We all search for happiness on our own terms. And because of this, we run the risk of missing Christ's blessings. Man's happiness often depends on change or luck. A sudden change in our condition. It is something that life offers and then just as suddenly rips away. Man calls it happiness when things go his way for a while. But Christ's happiness is a happiness that is different. It is a joy in him. Let's go into the prayer. Lord Jesus, I praise your glorious name, for you are the source of all our happiness, because you delivered us and made me a child of God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you right now for allowing us to enjoy racing, enjoy our family and friends. We want to ask that you touch us in our heart right now to continue to be the best that we can. Continue to show us and give us discipline to do the right things. Continue to allow us to ward off negativity when it comes to whatever we choose to raise our hands to and try to grab. So, Heavenly Father, let us be able to grab it. Give us that opportunity. I ask right now that you heal the wounded. I ask right now that you heal our friends that are sick and weary. I want to ask right now that you continue to bless us all. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good morning, Mr. Jimmy. Jimmy, hello.
I had it on mute. I was answering you, but I was on mute.
I'm looking at my screen like, what just happened? What's going on? You there. What do we have for Tech Talk this morning?
I really wanted to get into the race this weekend and talk about some of the things that we saw this weekend as far as racetrack preparation and kind of get into the technical aspect of that. Was really my focus. I saw some people struggling and some people, and we're talking specifically the race out in St. Petersburg, crew chief's race, crew chief Big Low T5 had a race out there with Jay Barnes, Grudge Inc. race, and we were all of us were present that are on right now, as far as Attilio, Brentman, myself, and many others. Really, how some people struggled, how some people excelled at that racetrack and really could get down it. Every racetrack we go to is a different, you got a whole different world you have to deal with. For instance, this weekend, in my opinion, we had a really good prep racetrack. The preparation was very good. I'll let Attilio jump in and give his opinion, but my opinion was the racetrack was prepped very well. The problem with the racetrack this weekend, what we had to deal with, and when I say problem, I have to say that as racers, nothing's ever perfect and we're never completely happy. So there's always a problem. But we saw the track had some bumps in it. And when a race car with stiff suspension, and depending on how you set it up, hits a bump, it wants to, the front end comes over, unloads, the rear tire hits it. And if you don't have your setup completely right, those bumps are going to really affect. They're going to affect everybody. They're just going to affect some people more than others. And knowing how to get around those obstacles. So that's kind of where I wanted to go with today's show. And if anybody else has anything else they want to discuss, I'm obviously open to it. But Attilio, are you out there?
Attilio.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I wanted to get opinion.
Jimmy, you're absolutely right. You know what I mean? That the first round we make it with the Waze car, the Camaro, the Silver Camaro. I told her I don't got no tune-up for this. But the track is good, but it's bumpy. So I have to take so much adjustments out of the track. It's just unreal. Make that thing look like a boat. You know what I mean? Try to get in the track. The track is tricky, like Jimmy said. Same thing. You know what I mean? The daytime, the track is no work. And the sun's going down. The track is South Georgia. I can tell you that. You know what I mean? We did a Troy Perez. It's every time he hit the throttle, go on the pumper, big lug on the pumper. You know what I mean? So we had to, tune Wayne's car by that night really hard, And at daytime, you have to detune the car big time, Jimmy did it pretty good. I think very impressed. He go over there first pass and go through the track, no problem. Second pass, go through the padded trail. I think he's going to have a problem. Will be big tires and a lot of power, but I told you, very impressed.
Yeah, and that's really what it was. Is I heard some people, you're talking to people and they say, oh, man, the track's bad. The track was actually very good. It was the bumps that were bad. Now, as the night went on, as any track will, you've got some mid-five-second eighth-mile cars, in a 650 index class and some of that stuff. And then you've got some faster guys, but the majority of the cars going down are about that speed. Truck temp gets down into the 50s, and you get a little bit of that due, a little bit. It wasn't bad, but you combine that with not a lot of fast cars going down, big tire cars, and the big end of the racetrack no matter where you go, tend to get a little slick. That all comes with cold weather and racing at night. It's something you really can't get away from. The only time you're going to see that get better is to continually see big tire cars, dragsters and stuff, lay down rubber out there and keeping heat in the racetrack down that far. And that's not what we do. So you're never going to see it really get better. And that goes for, I don't think, to anywhere you go, they can do anything about that. There's not much you can do. That was obviously an issue, but that's an uncontrollable. That's just the environment we're racing in. Other than that, if you could traverse the bumps, it was a good racetrack. We saw some guys go really fast, and we saw some guys couldn't get down, and there was a big difference. The guys that were going fast could lay down numbers. The guys who couldn't get down, couldn't get down at all. That's kind of what I wanted to get into with everybody and what they thought, the people that were there. And, also wanted to get into what we saw or heard about, what I heard about up at Darlington and as well as Albany this weekend with some crashes. So, and what may have caused those. And I have a feeling it's pretty similar stuff with temperature that caused some of those accidents. But I don't know that for sure because I wasn't there. So we can open up the lines. Anyone wants to give any input on that, we can get into it.
Well, what I
would agree, you know what I mean? I agree with what you say, you know, but, you know what I mean? I'm very happy. First of all, I want to say, you know what I mean, thank you. Congratulations, sorry, to Bigelow, the win. You know what I mean? He did a fantastic job. Joyce Perez, all the people in the class, you know what I mean? So I'm very happy and proud of myself, but in the semifinal. In the semifinal, I got all four cars, you know what I mean? I got Choice. I don't know if their last name, Choice, in Palm Beach. And I got Choice Perez. I got a Big Love, and I got Wade with a Camaro. And I'm very happy, you know what I mean? We got a lot of fun, you know, so. But congratulations, a Big Love for the win, you know. So you did a great job this weekend.
Okie doke.
Yes,
okay. Let me go to the lines. We do have one lit up here. 706-2292.
Okay, good morning, man. This dog. This is my new phone number, man. And you're gonna be mad at me because I'm planning on coming on Jay Barnes show tonight and giving a good wrap up of the Florida thing. And also I'm gonna do a little touch up on my Ask Ernest show tonight at 6. But I want to say one thing, Brad, man. I want to say one thing. And I want to commend, like I said, I don't want to talk too much today on your show because unfortunately I got a show which is bad because I wanted to tell it. But Jimmy Moreno is a goddamn, the man is excellent, man. And what he just said, and I'm going to highlight just a couple of things on it because I don't want to bring. Artilio is right, too. And it basically boils down to, I ain't got to be as nice as he's trying to put it, but I'm going to say it like this here. It was an outstanding race, in my opinion. Outstanding race for, I'm going to say, a green track. Not a green track, but I'm going to say for a track that we ain't been going to. And I'm going to give props out to Grudge Inc. and Jay Barnes them and Kenny, the man that drives the tractor, man. That man got that damn track that was raw one night where a streetcar couldn't go down it to hooking like a damn, like Jimmy said, like South Georgia Motor Park. But I said it to say this in. I just want to be brief with it, Brad, man. Jimmy is right. You got to tune to the track. Jimmy obviously did that. I went out there. I lost $20 because when Jimmy came out there with that Camaro and said he was going to go down the track, I said, ain't no way in hell. Well, unbeknownst to me, Jimmy goddamn it did his burnout, got to the line, straight down Broadway, wide the hell open, and had about three or four cars went out there. So I lost my $20, but I lost it to a good cause because I didn't think he could do it. But that just props out to Jimmy to know what he's doing. Not trying to say he's the best in the world, but from what I can see, He did what he used everything he had to use for that track to get out of it, and he did a damn outstanding job. Artilio is the same way with Wade Perez. Like he said, all them guys got out there. And Lord have mercy, if y'all missed that damn race, Big Low, his ass ought to be named Shitty Low, because he damn it went down the damn track in the air all the way down to down there 400 feet, man. I seen the sparks come out the car. I thought he was hitting the sidewall wrecking, but they said that was just the car coming up and down because I couldn't see that good, but he walked the whole track all the way down. I hate to say it, Brad, man. I'm going to give a good report on the other shows, though, but I'm going to, like I said, man, I got to hold something back for the other shows since you're the first man come out here to do it. But props out to Jay Barnes, Grudge Inc., Big Low, Crew Chief, and T5. And outstanding job, fellas, for the go down there to the track. We appreciate Showtime Raceway down in Clearwater, Tampa, Florida. We appreciate Mr. Yoho, even though he talked. We got to get that microphone from his ass because he talked more than Pro Stock Joe, me, and everybody put together. That man love that microphone. We're going to get him one for Christmas. But again, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to be brief. And I'll stay on the line just in case you got any questions for me, Brad, man, because I didn't really want to get no full report on it. Outstanding damn race, 650 class, outstanding guys. The 28, 29-inch, outstanding guys. Jimmy Moreno again. Artilio, y'all some outstanding class act guys, man. Y'all outstanding. Right now, if I had to get the Tune of the Year Award, Jimmy Moreno, I'm going on mute, Brad, man. One time in your mouth.
Good. Well, there you have it. I want to put my 2 cents in. I hadn't given my 2 cents. I was actually getting ready to get Mr. Yoho on.
Well, Brad, man, don't get your two cents to you sign on what the doggone callers want to do, because really, you might tell too much of the story like I did. I didn't want to tell too much of the story, see, but I wanted the other fans to come on and just ask us before we get a whole thing out, just in case you got any more callers coming in there, man. Anybody that might want to talk to Attilio, or anybody might want to talk to Jimmy, I ain't trying to tell you how to run your show, but if you tell it, see, because, Brad, man, I wanted to give you props too, but I wasn't going to do it, but since I'm on your show, I might want to do it. And I didn't want to do it because I told you I didn't want to get too much of this stuff away. But that damn Jolly Rancher crew, Chick, Breadman, Coop King, hey, man, y'all some outstanding dudes, man. Props to y'all for supporting. Props to y'all for doing, for supporting races like y'all do, Breadman. I didn't want to really tell you on your own show, but I was going to give you some props on my other show, man. I appreciate everything you did. And for all y'all that don't know, Breadman was out there trying to help not just his people, but anybody that need any help. Breadman. Props to you too, brother.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. But unfortunately, I have a show, like, you know, we get on these shows. They want to listen at what happened, but they don't want to press the one button. And unfortunately, dog, there are some callers on here today, and they just want to sit back and listen at the tech talk or whatever because, you know, we were going to talk about the track condition. And we got Chassis Guy, you know, AA Performance in the house. He had both of the cars, and the final was cars that he actually done. I don't know why they didn't want to jump on this man and get a little, you know what I mean, get some help with their cars or whatever. I guess it's just, I got a caller right now. 770-2657. You're live on the Bread Man, Jimmy Marino Show. How can we help you? Good morning. Going back to mute. See what I'm saying? It rough.
Yeah, they're a little bastard. Is Jimmy and Attilio are still out there, right? They still out there.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah, I'm sitting here. I'm laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding job, fellas. Again, all I can say, if you didn't go to the race, we might can tell you about it, but if you weren't there, you missed a treat, to be honest with you. And one more thing I'm going to say, Brad, man. Those folks down there appreciate us coming, man. We had so many people coming up telling us they're so glad we came, and they're not smart as we are because they actually sit at their asses in the seats instead of out there on the damn racetrack.
Hold on a minute. 2657, your mic is live. Hello. 2657, your mic is live. What?
Damn, Brad, man.
Hello.
Maybe they just don't want to talk. Brad, man, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? How about now? I'm sorry.
Good Brad. Lord. Yeah, how you doing, brother?
I'm sorry, man. I apologize. My question about the hump in the track, and my question, I guess, do you put up more, do you loosen the compression up on the shocks when you have a hump in the track?
Well, I want to answer that one. It's no lose the compression. You have to give the car what it needs. Weight car, I'm going to put the Camaro. That car is the ultimate straight. That car, I'm going to tell you a little about the car. It's a star suspension, a 275 radius, a 410 inches motor, and in a plate. The first time I go there, the car never moved 1 inch. And I said, this is car go anywhere. You know what I mean? This car can run in a car wash, no problem. And I can get the car go. I have to lose the extension and the compression in the back, and I have to add a 3 inch of the travel that make the car go on the track, you know. But like we did in Big Love's car, we have to do in 2 inch of the travel to the, I don't know if you saw the race or somebody saw the race, and to he's doing a, you know what I mean, 8 to the mile wheelie race in Troy, you know. And, in the next pass, we showed the travel for the trials get, like, South Georgia, you know what I mean, when it later than night. So the extension, yes, you have to lose the extension in the back so the car separated. When the car separated, the car got more bite and making the car go on the track. It depends on how much travel you run in the front, too.
Okay. Well, appreciate it.
Now, let me throw a little in there. You know, on a big time car like we were racing, one of the things we do is, you know, it depends on the type of car you're racing. Like Ilya said, it all depends on doing what the car wants, that particular car. So you got to kind of watch the car and see what you want. When you have, like, shock sensors and stuff, you can really see what's going on a lot easier. But, like, even for us, what we did was we did most of our adjustment in the front end of the race car to compensate for the bump. We usually run 40 pounds of front tire pressure on a good racetrack. We dropped the front tire pressure to 25 pounds to allow the front tire to absorb the hump as it goes over it, the humps in that racetrack. And that'll actually help if it doesn't upset in the front. It's going to upset less in the back. We also can make – we made some small shock adjustments for the humps, but it was very minor. It was on the – we softened up the compression a little bit, like you said.
Jimmy, I just got a damn text, and it ain't you my show. Said they going to kill Jimmy for telling secrets.
You're right.
But now that's good to know for the doggone budget guys out there. Doggone it, dog. Is that Hellboy? Hellboy?
Yes, sir.
You know damn well your car's so damn weak, you don't even need to adjust nothing. Just put it to the floor and go, man.
I tell you what, you come out first here, I got that slow supercharged bitch.
Hey,
you
can't cuss. We don't cuss now. You can't cuss on Bread
I'm
Man.
Sorry.
Like
my bad. I got that slow supercharged car you drive.
When you want me to meet you, sir? You got to remember one
first,
thing. That's another thing I want to address on there that people might want to say something, but I'm going to do it on my show since I'm a... y'all be worried about me getting my butt whooped, but at least I got to get whooped. I got to be at the racetrack racing, I think.
I'll be out first. I'm done for the
season. Well, I want to say this right here. Dog, you came out, you showed up, and you show out like you normally do, and you know what I mean? You've been taking a lot of L's here lately. I got to keep it real. But you know what I mean? I'm sure in order to take these L's, you are learning. L to me don't necessarily mean loss. It means to learn. You're going to learn
I'm going to tell you what. Somebody else felt, is Ant Bonnet Anthony Evans the same person?
Yes, sir, it is.
I didn't know that to this week. And I'm going to tell you, the reason I'm taking losses for people that might not know, and I want to educate some people. I'm taking losses. I don't have nobody to know how to tune that car. All I do is drive it, so I'm not comfortable in it because I don't know what the car going to do this time and what it's going to do this time. But right now, y'all might be in a little trouble because I talked to Ed Bonnet, and I talked to Big Dave, and I think they finna come and try to get me some help. And then when they do get me some help, all them L's that I had, y'all better watch out. That's all I got to say. And Jimmy Moreno can know what I'm talking about. If you don't have you a decent tuner, you can be the best driver in the world, but if you don't have a good tuner, you ain't nothing.
Ain't that the truth?
Go ahead, Artillery.
Don't be afraid to come and you see Jimmy or see me in a truck and ask us if you need some help. You know what I mean? It's in cases of start suspension, and the guy, you know what I mean, go tell Jimmy, and Jimmy going to tell you, well, I'll teach us over there, or with a big tire car, and I can go talk to Jimmy. You know what I mean? On Friday night, I saw a guy with a Chevelle with a 316. He got a lot of power, but he can go on a truck, and I feel bad with the guy, but he said the truck is sucked, and we go with big love, and we put a big numbers in there. So I go over there, and I told the guy, I say, like, can I look at the car? And I go look at the car, and I do some adjustment. The guy go to the truck, make it fast, and he's happy. So he started the morning over there. He come in and bring his knife and his buddy and introduce myself, and he said, you're happy. So I had a Choice Perez Monte Carlo to it. There's some couple adjustments in the rear. The car go on the truck. So if anybody see us and need help, you know what I mean, come and talk to us. You know what I mean, we're not going to buy the people. You know what I mean, we're going to help them.
Hey, I'm a fan now. Breadman, this is Jimmy Moreno show. I can ask a tech question, can you?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Jimmy!
Yes, sir.
Serious business, man. I don't know, everybody might say, well, why is dog pulling on Jimmy's wee-wee? I'm not. Jimmy, I'm going to ask you, and this is a serious question, Jimmy. How in the hell can you go out there and drive the car as good as you drive it, and tune it at the same time? How can you do that, Jimmy?
I have no one next to me.
I'm serious, Jimmy.
No, I just, you know, listen, I do this because I love it, and I really enjoy doing it. And the hardest part for me is getting help, getting some help at the racetrack, guys to check the catch tanks every run, fuel the car up, put wheelie bar chalk on, make sure the battery charger gets on the car. To me, that's the hardest part. What I do about getting in the seat and driving it is just I go out there and I don't – whether I got Mike Hill next to me, one of the baddest people in the world, or I'm making a solo pass, I drive the same every time. I don't think any different. I don't let my brain operate any different. I just go out there and make my run. And quite frankly, you don't – especially in a big tire car, you don't drive them, you aim them. And – it's just a feel, you know. It's all in feel. So that part. Since I started driving, it probably has to do with I never drove cars like you do, Dog.
Mm.
I grew up. We did some street racing, and I had a 11-second street car growing up, and did a little bit of street racing and stuff with that. And then, but I worked on a lot of like legal 10-5 cars and stuff like that growing up. And I worked on until I got my own car, the silver car that I have now. And when I got that, that was the first big tire fast car I ever drove, except for a buddy's dragster one time down the racetrack. So I don't have a ton of experience driving a bunch of different cars. So to get in a car like a big tire pro mod car and drive it, that's all I know.
Okay, so basically what you said, what I was really asking was the reason was, I see some people can do it, and you're one of the people I see can do it that can tune it and drive it. That's what I meant. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. How can you tune it up and drive it yourself? That's what I was basically talking about.
Well, it actually makes it easier because, you know, what tune-up changes you made, and you know what you're feeling for. So when you get back to the back, I don't have to translate what I felt to anybody because I already got it.
Well, then that led into my second part of my question. And, Brett, man, I hope I ain't taking up too much of the show, man. But I do want to know this in myself, so I'm a fan now. So if I'm taking up too much time, just let me know. Okay, that goes to my second question on that, Jimmy. Now, just like some people tell me, and I ask a lot of questions. That's how, I'm like, hell, boy. Some people say, well, I can tune it better by on the outside looking. So does that come in when the arterial you might go there and ask them what the car doing, or is it bouncing, or is it doing this here? Or do you feel it yourself, or do y'all ever get together and just talk about what the car doing from the outside since he's on the outside looking?
Yeah, no, we absolutely. When I have a car that isn't sorted out yet, and I absolutely want to be on the outside of the car. When the car is not, when we first brought this car out, the car owner drove it quite a bit. Craig, and I think you met Craig this weekend.
Right.
The big guy.
He drove it quite
a bit. And the reason was, I needed to get the bugs worked out. We needed to find out where we were struggling, what the problems were, see what the wheel speed was doing, watch the car. But once the car is worked out and you're fine-tuning, which we're at that point now, you know, you can see, I'm not going to see much on, I can see more on the graphs of the race pack than I can watching the car. Because I'm not chasing big issues, I'm chasing smaller, fine-tuning things.
I don't know. So it's good to have them computers in there. Isn't that what you're saying?
Oh yeah. It's very. Once you get used to racing with them, it's hard to race without them because you can look back and say, all right, the shock did this, and the G meter. You know, that's really what we watch is G meter versus drive shaft, and we watch G meters forward acceleration of the race car. It don't matter what, why, and how. If the car is moving forward momentum, the G-meter's up. If the G-meter starts to fall, it lost forward momentum for one reason or another. Well, the easiest thing to do is look down on the screen and say, okay, when it started to slow down, when the G-meter fell off, did the drive shaft go up at that point, or did the drive shaft level off or go down? Well, if the drive shaft went up, but the G meter dropped, Dog, what's it doing?
Spinning the tires, I read.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So now I know I got to watch. I got to figure out why.
Damn, right? Jimmy, don't try to make me smart now. People might think I'm a tutor now.
but it's not, you know, it's really not as technical as people make it. It's experience has a lot to do with it. And when you hire a tuner, that's what you're buying. You know, could a lot of people do it on their own? Absolutely. Do they have the experience to relate it back to, every car is different, but to relate it back to how they fixed it on previous situations and what adjustments they made, there's no substitute for that experience. That's where any of the tuners, the good tuners out there, and I always use Mike Hill as an example because I always looked up to him, you know, a guy like that, he can go out, and we saw him at Orlando, too, not George Williams' car, you know, or wherever he goes, he gets on the Stone Cold car, he has his own car. He can take information he gets from a car and relay it back in his head to something he had to deal with prior. And that's the part you can't repeat.
Yeah, outstanding. Good answer. What? Red Man, you got to hold hands up, because if you don't, boy, I can carry this whole show today. I'm in a good mood right now. Might be in a bad one later on, but I can carry the whole show if you ain't got no more hands.
Hold on a minute. We got the owner of Showtime Dragway in here. Good morning to you.
Hold on. We know we ain't going to get no talk now.
Yeah, you ain't going to get no talking now. It's Showtime himself.
How you doing?
Showtime, how you doing? This old dog, how you doing, brother? Outstanding job. We appreciate you having us down there, bro.
Yeah, it's the first time I had an event like that. Quite interesting.
Well, we appreciate you having us, for sure. This is Jimmy Marino, Yoho. Thank you for having us. Thank you very much. We had a great time. We already did, you know, we started our tech talk today I did it all on track, in track preparations and track prep, and you probably didn't get that part of the show, but the gist of it was I started the show with the track prep was great. The track surface was great, and we fought. The struggles that people were having were not track prep. They were bumps in the racetrack. You and I have talked about, and you have plans for and all that to get that all sorted out. But, you know, how to deal with those. And if you don't deal with them and you just run what you always had, it's hard to get over them. But if you go out there, you see the bumps, you look at the racetrack at a time. You know, you saw me out there. When we first pulled in, one of the first things we did after we got the car unloaded is I'm out there and I'm looking at all, I'm walking this thing and saying, all right, we got this, we got that, you know, and we talked a little bit. And when you do that and you can go out and look at a racetrack and figure out where you potentially are going to have issues, you can do things to compensate for that. And, you know, that's kind of where we started, and we appreciate you having us out. It was a great show. We all enjoyed ourselves, I believe, and it's great. I'm glad to have St. Petersburg Drag Strip back on the map, Showtime at this point, and glad to have it out racing and be able to go over there and do some racing.
Yeah, I hope we can make this for a yearly thing down here with us. I guess we hurt a little bit because we're right on top of Orlando, so maybe we need to set the dates a little farther apart so people don't worry about not making a race.
Yep. Yeah.
And we'll work on getting that the grooves and bumps out of there. But, you know, I'm a round-and-round guy. We get to the track, and like you said, you got to walk the track. You got to change your tires. You got to adjust your pressures. You do your shocks. We dyno our shocks, you know, from compression to rebounds. And, you know, I understand all that to make the car get forward bite and everything. But, you know, old Big Low put a show on there. He didn't worry about the bump. He just, you know, Big Low discovered it was easier to go across some bumps on two wheels than four.
Well, ain't that the truth? The front end can't upset the back tire if it never touches them.
That's right. I mean, I've seen some guys throwing some shows down there. I mean, there was just, you know, a lot of people say it was just WFO, which really wasn't. You know, it still takes the talent to drive a car that fast on two wheels and go down straight down the track and not hit nothing. And you don't do that just by setting the seat, pushing the gas pedal. There's a lot of talent Big Low and Perez put on to go down that track. And people, it's not all the cars. Some of the driver too.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's a failure, though, way performer. It's not that, you know what I mean? It's a combination of everything. The track is there. You know what I mean? The car is built good. He's a good driver. So it's everything is a combination together, everything. If the track is not going to be there, he's probably going to wreck the car with his spending tires. You know what I mean? The car is built wrong. It's going to spend the tires too. You know, everything is perfect. That moment when he almost to 8 to the mile in the back tires and don't touch the wall. You know what I mean? Everything is perfect. The track is perfect. The track, the car is perfect. The drive is perfect. So everything is a perfect combination. I want to tell you the track, very impressed. No allow to talk the numbers, Big Law's number or Troy Perez number, but I had told you the number. You just nobody can say anything about the track. But this, when we make it the first pass on Friday night, and I saw the numbers, I told them just I don't see no problem in this track. I have to do some adjustments. You know what I mean? When he did that wheelie, I had to do adjustment when we got a race in Troy Perez. But you know. The numbers incredible. You know what I mean? I can tell you this. It's not that much of a difference, the numbers in Big Law's car in South Georgia and Utrecht. I can tell you that right now.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that. And, you know, maybe some of these dragsters that ain't been to my track will come back out and start racing again because they're all worried about getting down the track. And, you know, we had one car go down to low four, so that was definitely impressive. And you know, we had a lot of cars in the fours all night, so I'm impressed.
Well, I tell you this right now. The first pass we make it Friday night, we got the numbers. Every single pass we make it, the car is like a bracket car. We don't change nothing except we show the trouble of it, in the last pass in the final with Troy Perez. But the numbers are identical. It's just no change at all. It's like the car is a bracket car. It's like if you got a 650 car going on a track. Every single pass, 650, 650, 650 with the one, 650 with the two. And the numbers are incredible. So, and the track, people say the tracker sucks, it's wrong big time.
Well, I appreciate all the help. I learned a little bit. Jay and his boy come out and help me a little bit on give me some pointers on some stuff that I was missing. But I think we're good to go now.
Well, we thank you for being on the show, and you can hang in here. We don't take up much of your morning. We got some other callers that got their hands up. You can hang out, Mr. Yoho. You ain't got to go nowhere.
I'll hang out.
So get these other callers here. I'm going to put you on mute. Caller 478-5467.
Good morning. Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
All right. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, Brett, man. I got a take question, Brett, man. I'm going to direct this to Jimmy or either Artilio. They can answer this question. They pretty much how they please. But I got a question on alignment. I got a small truck, and I took away the stock suspension and added out bars. And I took the manual steering out and put a rack and pinion in. Do you all recommend going to a alignment shop to get that thing back true, or can you pretty much dial it back in by eyesight? I mean, what would be just
what kind of control?
That is definitely an Atelier question.
Okay, what's the control arm? What kind of control arm you run in a car?
What kind of what now?
The control arm, top and bottom control arm. What kind of top and control arm you run in a car? Stock control arms?
First thing, I can battle on that thing. What he's saying?
Say what kind of control arms you have on the car. You got a lot of background noise. It's hard to hear. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
He's driving and he got the window down.
No, it's not me. It's not me. I'm home in the house. It's not me.
He said what type of control arms you have on the car. What type of control arms?
Control arms.
You have a stock control arms on there right now? What type of vehicle is it?
It's a Chevy Love truck.
Chevy truck. Got the stock control arms on there. You didn't do anything to the front is what he's asking.
Oh, no, I haven't done anything to the front. No, just put a rack and pinion on the front and put ladder bars on the back.
Yeah, you can take the car to the alignment shop. And told the guy to do the alignment. I recommend get my number so when you're in an alignment shop, I can tell the guy what he's going to do for the bone steering. So I can talk to him on the phone and I let him know what I need to be done for the bump steering. For the biggest problem is when you change the steering, the back steering, and put a rack and pinion. If the rack and pinion is a little low or a little high, you know what I mean, you have to put a spacer so eliminate the bump steering.
Right.
So I recommend the coffee when you're in alignment place so I can explain the guy what he needed done so you don't have a problem with the bump steering and you're going to damage the car when it goes on the track.
Okay.
Okay. I'm on your live radio show.
Hold on 1 second. Let me find what the interference is. Hold on a second. There?
Yeah, I'm still here, Brett, man.
What did you say now?
Yeah, this is the guy with a question about the rack and pinion. I was listening, but he had all that noise in the background.
Oh, you couldn't understand him?
Well, I understood what he said about I understood much of everything he was saying, yeah.
Let me give you his number. AA performance number is 772-672-1164. And what he was trying to convey to you was when you get to the point where you get to the lineman shop, you can call Artilio. That's his name. Artilio is the owner. And he can talk to the guy there and tell him how to put the bump steer and stuff in your truck.
Okay.
They'll be able to know that particular talk or whatever. But you can give Artilio AA Performance. That number is AA Performance in West Palm Beach. You can give them a call, and he will, you know, get your questions answered on a better line that's more secure where you can hear. Hopefully we can be able to take care of you and get you situated. But we do appreciate you calling. What is your name, by the way? I didn't get your name.
My name is James, man.
Oh, Mr. James, out of South Georgia over there. That'll work. Well, we look forward and thank you for calling our show, The Bread Man. If you got any questions in the future, feel free to give us a call, man. It ain't hard getting on here, it save you money in the long run, to be honest.
Exactly, man.
Oh, yes. Appreciate you for calling.
I appreciate you.
Okay, though. Thank you. There you go, dog. The lines are free, dog. I don't see anybody else want to talk about anything. Y'all need to hit the one button and get in here. We got Jimmy and Artilio still in here for any of y'all questions. But I want to thank Mr. Showtime most of all for coming on. And I never gave my take on things as far as what I seen. I think it's you could do so.
I'm right here.
You in the restaurant eating breakfast this early in the morning. Lord have mercy. We hear everything. We heard the waiter say, did you want water or wine? Good God Almighty. But
hey, if that's Mr. Showtime, Mr. Yoho, let him know that when we're on the show, though, he has to put his phone on mute when he ain't talking so we won't hear the background noise. He might not understand that, Brett, man.
I'm
still here.
Hey, Yoho.
Hold on.
Yes, sir. Hey, I saw one thing, which was good to see, your starting line guy. He got a little confused at times at one point where Tony Bine was out there and he goes out and tries to make a pass and blows the tires off and he's about by the time he stops the car he's about 300 feet and he puts the reverse and wants to back up and start over. And your starting line guy's like, oh no, this ain't gonna happen. And I saw you step in and say, look, let it go. Stuff like that, we appreciate. I mean, listen, Tony's a legend in the sport, and he's going to do that every time. And he's not the only one.
And
you guys do things a little different, and you guys rolled with us with it. You know what I mean? You played ball, you rolled with us, and we appreciate that. You know, and that's what keeps people coming back is that cooperation. We know that the grudge racing, I race a lot of class racing as well as grudge racing,
and I do both. As much as I enjoy the grudge racing, I also do the other side. It is very the way things happen is very different between the two when you get down to particulars like that. You know, there was also an incident with a tree activation thing and a couple racers, and that got worked out and straightened right out. So it's just a little different than grudge racing. You guys rolled right with it and worked with us, and we definitely appreciate that as well. I know, Dog, you were involved in that a little bit.
Appreciate it, Jimmy.
Yeah, we appreciate you. You know, it's really trying to, you know, I'm just kind of not going to organize a grudge race. It's going to be real hard to organize it the way you do a bracket race and stuff. Because you kind of fly by the seat of your pants and with the grudge racing and the testing and tuning. So, you know, you just got to roll with the flow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
we call,
you,
know,
you might not have been on the show earlier. We was talking about you. We had a little segment. And Jimmy and Artilio are going to get together with Bread, man, and they're going to buy you a play microphone for Christmas because you love to talk on that mic, man.
hey, you got to keep the people interested.
Hey, yo, the only reason he brought that up is because you just got to talk more than he did.
Jimmy. But hey, you're telling the truth, but the thing about it, though, we know normally in the grudge events, Mr. Yoho, that, you know, we usually have a mouthpiece just like you was the mouthpiece down there, so we normally have more than one mic. But I know you told me you was going to try to work on getting more than one mic for next time we have a grudge show down there. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll work on it.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. All righty.
Well, thank you, Showtime. We're going to grab another caller here. We got another caller.
Okay. I'm going to sit down here and eat lunch with the guys and talk about what I've seen. It was downright amazing.
All right. Appreciate it, Mr. Showtime. Mr. Yoho, we had a good time at your track, man, and we appreciate the hospitality you gave us. Thank you, bro.
All right. Hope to see you next year. Bye-bye.
Well, let me grab his next caller. Caller 678-8163. Your mic is
live. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man, Jimmy Marino Show, and Dog also.
The Godfather.
Oh, Lord.
Godfather in the house this morning.
Yeah, he in here.
What's up,
going on?
Is that Kenny?
Big Dave.
No, that's Big Dave.
Oh, that's Jolly Rancher. Oh, man, that's my new savior, man. I'm gonna give it to you, Dave. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. What's up, man? And I didn't want to put it out on Bread Man's show, but I had said a little something about it. And damn, Jolly Rancher, Big Dave, he in beast mode. That's all I'm gonna say. Man in beast mode.
Yeah, I just checking in this morning. I had a good time down there, man.
Well, the owner just got off the phone. The owner of the track and
Mr. Yoho.
Yeah, we blowed him up pretty good, and, you know, like he said, he want to make it a annual thing. I love to, you know what I mean? I really enjoy it myself. I look forward to going back down there. It's a good track. I want to definitely get my car to race there here real soon, so I look forward to it. But
yeah, I mean, the track was damn good, man. I put down some of the best numbers I ever had.
Wow.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well,
Dave and Aunt Bonnie too is just like Jimmy Moreno, Bread Man. They go, they get on that doggone laptop and they know what to do, man. That's why I told you. I mean, I was impressed, man. They helped me out a little bit. So you know, I went red, unfortunately. But if I hadn't went red, somebody else was in trouble, and they had put a tune up in the car for me. So hey, man, props to these guys, man.
Hey,
ain't no problem,
Brad.
Anytime, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave, we got some plans for the future. We're going to get together. You know, we got some plans for the future, Big Dave.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say, you know, to Big Dave, I dogged him out because he didn't want to travel with me at first, but he finally got that race squared away. He's an avid grudge racer, and he had a race locked in Montgomery. And evidently it fell through to where they didn't want to do it. And he called me, you know, earlier Thursday night, I believe, and said, "Brad, I'm going south with you. So wait on me." And
well, Brad, man, like I told you, I didn't want to put out too much on your show because I got a show of my own. I got to try to fill it up some. But I'm going to do a damn tribute to I got some good stuff to talk about Big Dave, man. I got some good stuff to talk about him and, like I said, Kool King and Chick and all of them. I'm going to do a little segment on them. That either going to be on my show after early today or it's going to be tomorrow on my regular show. But I got to get them guys some, well, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag all the way, but them guys, some, they do good for the game. That's all I'm going to say, Brett, man.
Well, I'm going to say this right here. I had the opportunity to sit at about the 3:30 mark with my dad. And he said, why you not down there with Jimmy? I said, I want to see Jimmy from this angle right here. I want to see how his eyes look and everything when he let that button go. And I had my binoculars and everything. And I swear to God, when he let that button go, it looked like his eyes just lit up and said, I'm going down through here. It's not as bad as I thought. And then,
hey, I got one more question for Jimmy, too, Brett, man. I got Jimmy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, for one thing, tell your little daughter, man, she just like the damn that bunny, that she don't never stop. I mean, you got to get her a car because, man, she was doggone at doing burnouts on that damn four-wheel, and, man, she just a bundle of energy. So tell her I said hello. But the question I got to ask, Jimmy, now I watch you now. Jimmy, you doing some hell of a driving and tuning, but I saw you with that cup over there, too. Now, how you do all that shit together, man?
Hold on. Now you know Jimmy believe in safety now. Hold on, Jimmy, don't answer.
No. That was after the race. I'm trying to say I don't see how Jimmy like that cup a little bit. I saw him smiling now.
No, listen, I
had the cup on Friday night and we didn't run Friday night because I thought by the time with the amount of cars that were there and by the time we would have got unloaded and ready to go, thought the track was gonna be too cool. Low end right down through there and everyone else, but I thought, you know, with the amount of cars, there wasn't going to be enough heat in the track. Not that it wasn't good enough. It just, I didn't think there was enough heat in the track for me to even make an attempt. So I might have broke out the cup on Friday night. And then for a little bit, one or two, since we were staying at the racetrack in the toter, we broke it out after the race was all said and done. And my friends over there, we couldn't get anything going on. So we just loaded the car up, and it was cup time again.
Okay, I see. Bread Man didn't understand what I did, Bread Man. I just made a safe discussion out of a question like that. I know Jimmy was going to come around and correct it and stuff. I know he wasn't driving and drinking, but I wanted him to say it in a discussion, and that's what makes it good. See, I told y'all I'm good at this shit, man.
I didn't think he was drinking. I didn't think he was drinking at all, to be honest.
You got to watch everything, Bread Man. He was drinking. But now,
I don't believe that. I don't believe it. I seen you with a cup, and I ain't never seen you drink nothing, and I didn't want to put that out there like that. I mean,
man,
we just...
Now, I'm glad Bread Man brought that out. I had a cup, and also my man Oscar, we both had a cup. Iced tea, because that's where they serve it over there at the doggone stand. They don't have the cans. They serve it in cups, Bread Man.
But no, I like to see the guys with cups because, you know, if you drop glass out there and somebody run over one of the pieces of glass and mess up a slick, you know what I mean? That's why most, you know, professional racers walk around with plastic cups because, you know, anything, somebody can bump into you being glad about you just won a race, you know, like I was when I seen Jimmy go down through there. Everybody,
I won my $20 too.
I won money. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie,
Brad.
I won money. Yeah.
What was in your cup? You had a cup, too.
I did have a cup. But, see, what was in my cup was what they call what's the name of the next title race? No guts, no glory. I had guts in my cup.
Ow. Hey, Brett, man, I got a good found an argument to go. I don't want to say it. If you, how long are you gonna be on the show? I got something I want to bring up that I think people need to hear.
Well, go ahead.
But I didn't want to bring it up until we get down to the final thoughts. So, how long you plan on going on today?
Oh, not too old. Jimmy, it's up to Jimmy. Jimmy, you got anything else you want to add for the tech talk? Because ain't nobody
well,
getting one.
You know, and if anybody out there has some tech questions that are unrelated to what I brought up, you know, I usually start the tech talk conversations all based on personal experience. If I have a struggle that weekend, that's what my topic is. I brought up what we found this weekend, and You know, I tell you what, we sure found something in our race car. I'll bring up one more tech thing. We sure found something in that race car ours. This past, we knew we had an issue. We knew right where it was, and getting somebody smarter than me to correct it was something that we knew we needed to do, and we hadn't done. And we talked about doing it, and just hadn't done it. And we finally got the car to where it needed to go, to the chassis shop, and we got our problems worked out, and it was night and day. And that's the only other thing I can say is, you know, as smart as you want to believe you are at times, you've been there, done all that, you've got to know when to know that you don't know, or at least know when someone can get your problems for you, figure it out faster than you can. Because ultimately, one thing I tell everybody is what it costs to go to the racetrack, to get to the racetrack, to feed your crew, to pay for a hotel, tires, fuel, wear and tear on the motor, never mind can't hurt something. What it costs to do that is a lot compared to the little bit that you pay somebody to correct the problem. You go test three times knowing you have a problem trying to work it out. It costs you a heck of a lot more than it costs to pay someone to fix it to begin with. And we brought the Camaro we had this weekend to Hank Hill, who on our four-link big tire chassis stuff is who, you know, I use for everything. That's my personal opinion. Now, anything we work with, small tire, stock suspension type stuff, ladder bar stuff, Anatilia is the man. When it comes to big tire pro mod racing, my stuff goes to Hank. And not that Attilio is not great at that stuff too, but, you know, Hank's taught me something from the get-go, and that's who I work with. Because Attilio has worked with me on that four-link stuff and done a great job as well. We brought that car to Hank Hill knowing that we had a chassis issue that we needed to work out. And we spent the entire day Friday over there. And let me tell you, it was a brand-new race car on Saturday. That was our first three passes that you saw was the first three passes after tearing the back of that car apart, changing every bit of hardware in it. The entire four-link setup, the entire shock setup. I mean, that car was a brand-new car, basically, from the four-link brackets back after Friday. So, but we had all the confidence in the world, and we knew it was something we needed to do to get rid of the inconsistencies we've been having with that car. And Hank did a great job with it, and that's something that, you know, tech-wise, everyone needs to know is, you know, you may think you can work through it, but the cost of going, we went the last three times to the racetrack way outweighed what it cost us to go to somebody who knew more than we did to tear it apart and pay them to go through it with us and just check it and get it right. And we definitely found some things. So don't be afraid to spend your money in the right spots. You know, you got to count in when you're spending money on the race car, you got to count in the amount of money it costs to go and race too.
Well said, Jimmy.
That's all I got. Who else?
Well said, Jimmy. Well said. Did Bradman mute all our mics?
Red?
Show cut off or something? Bradman. Jimmy.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm here.
They must be in a private room or something. I don't hear nobody from me and you.
I don't know. They all disappeared. But, you know, man, we had a great time. So,
Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, brother?
Who's there?
Hey, this crew chief. I'm just getting on.
Oh, crew chief, my man. Thank
man,
you
late,
great
man.
Race.
We done doggone it said you was the best thing since sliced bread, and you was, man, you done missed everything. You about a sorry piece of, I know Brad man to call you.
I'm
he shouldn't have never
I'm
called you this late in the game.
No, I'm just walking out the courthouse. I've been trying to get on since I was in the courthouse, but I'm just leaving the courthouse, and of course, you know, you lose reception down there. I'm just getting on. So I'm trying to pick up where y'all left off at. I came in and I heard you talking about the new car, the four-link brackets and stuff like that. Who all we got on the mic right now? I mean, who all on the show at this point in time?
Let me say it, Jimmy. It's hard to pick it up, Crew Chief. We were just elaborating on the track and everything and the good show y'all put on and the effort y'all put in, and everybody was just complimenting about the thing. And Jimmy was explaining a whole lot of good stuff that a lot of people didn't realize. You got to tune to the track no matter what. So basically, it was a damn good show. We ain't got no negativity to talk about or nothing. So it ain't nothing really to catch up on, because we ain't focusing on the negative no more. We focus on just going forward for the positive.
Okay, I definitely appreciate it, and I have to go back and listen to the show.
Yeah, and at 8 o'clock, I'll be on Jay Barnes' show to give a good wrap-up of the rounds of the racing we had in the 29-28 race. I'm going to be on Jay Barnes' show at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm not going to do it on my show. It was a Grudge Inc. show. It was a Grudge Inc. produced by doggone it, Crew Chief, Big Low, and T5. Man, y'all did an outstanding job for y'all first show. And I'm going to talk about some stuff like that. Y'all might want to tune in tonight at 8 o'clock on Jay Barnes' show. I will touch on it on my show a little bit, the Ask Ernie show at 6 o'clock, but I'm going to really come on Grudge Inc. show because it was a Grudge Inc. event. It was an outstanding run event, as Jimmy has said. And outstanding job, Crew Chief. That's all we can say, and that's what all everybody been saying, man.
Appreciate it. I'm definitely going to tune in. I'll be on Jimmy Marino, my main man, Jimmy. We finally got you back in the seat. You look like you was at home. You know, you look like you was at home doing your thing. You look real comfortable behind the wheel. And that's the old Jimmy Marino we used to. And I'm glad to have you back. Glad to see you back.
Crew Chief, I thought
back.
You said you wasn't on the show, man. That's what we've been talking about all day, man. I thought you wasn't on the show.
I just got on. I swear to you, I just got on. Y'all heard me say, hey,
what
yo.
I'm just saying, though, that's what we were saying, the same thing. We was just talking to Jimmy about that, man. And I lost $20 because Jimmy come out there on the track. Maybe three cars been out there and went straight down Broadway.
Hey, one thing about them big cars. Jimmy know them big cars.
He said it.
He know them big cars. I can't take nothing away from Jimmy. Nowhere, shape, form, or fashion, period, because he's just small. He ain't got that big head for nothing.
Well, now, one thing I did like him, and I was going to say that because I had a couple people ask me, look at Jimmy Marino, that he think he better than everybody else and everything. He's strutting around and, no, Jimmy is a humble man. He just said it just a while ago, Crew Chief, that he don't know everything. He go and ask questions, and that's how you get to be good as you are.
Yep. You can't be afraid to ask questions. If you don't
Crew
know,
Chief.
You don't know. Yo.
Crew Chief, I want to say this right here. I know that you're going to give a shout out to that blue hypnotic car that drove down there and, you know, tried to get in the rain in the octagon with you. You know, I know you're going to give a shout-out to my boy.
Hey, I was going there. Like I said, I'm just picking up because I'm just getting on, and I didn't know what was going on. I was just trying to pick up, but I definitely first and foremost, I got to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without him, you know, none of this would be possible. You know, I thank him for blessing everybody, give everybody traveling mercy. Everybody letting everybody be able to come out and experience this experience with me and my team, my crew, my family. You know, my mom was there. You know, my girl was there. Everybody was there. You know what I mean? We was there. So with that being said, for all the people who traveled, Mike Hill, I got to take my hats off to Mike Hill for pulling his whole rig for God knows how many hours down the road through the night coming there. I got to thank Jimmy Marino for pulling his rig, stopping his day, taking off work. Him, Craig, for bringing their operation over. My boy Stravino's, Mike Stravino's, they got this big shop. You know, they shut their business down and stop what they doing to come and support the race, me and everybody else, you know. Dog, I love the brother to death. I ride him a lot. We ride each other a lot. I love him to death. You know, he can't nobody take Dog. There's only one Dog. Can't nobody be Dog. Highly imitated, never duplicated. That's Dog is a man, and he's the best in the business at what he do. Cool Performance, I got to take my hat off to them guys, because Big Dave had another race that got canceled. He said, man, fuck it. We're going out. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Wrong show, I'm sorry. He said, the heck with it. I'm going to head down to Coochie Show. Headed down to Florida. He came down as soon as he realized his race wasn't going to go on. Cool Performance, Breadman, King, they came down and supported. When them boys pulled into the track Friday, I'm talking about my, I was smiling from end to ear. I was like a kid in the candy factory because I really hadn't had no action since Dog blow my you know what out. So I hadn't had no action. I just been sitting back on chill mode, trying to figure out what it is that we gonna do. You know, we trying to engage, and nobody don't really want to engage. And you know, it was real late in the year, so I was ecstatic to see y'all boys make it down safe and sound. You know, calling the back. You know, not just a full of talk. You know, just not saying that they coming and they going to do this and then not come, but they actually made the trip. So with that being said, I take my hats off to y'all. I take my hats off to all the races. I can't go down the line. I had a big following that come up from Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Pompano area, Palm Beach area. They came over. You know, they came up with a couple of streetcars and stuff like that to support. Like I said, I can't name everybody because I don't know everybody's name, but if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't change a thing. I'd do it just the way it went down, and I, you know, we'd deal with it just how it is. I mean, I was happy. I'm gonna tell you like this. My brother told me I was pleasantly surprised to see everybody come out and join themselves. So just bring action. You know, everybody doing their thing. Eric, I take my hats off to Big Yike and the crew. Eric Kenworth. Tilio, my main man, Tilio, Double A Performance. He was there in the building from Friday, and you know, he was there and ready to go. You know, like he's always ready to go, checking the track, making sure everything is with everything, and you know, letting us know what we need to do. My man T5, he was there with me hand and foot. Where he wasn't, I was. So that was a good thing. I didn't really get to see that much of them until things really started calming down, which is a good thing. You know, we worked in tandem, and just knocked everything out and got everything. Did my main man, Big Low. I told him, don't worry about nothing. Just stick to the game plan, stay focused, handle your business. So he got a chance to chill, which is good. Oh, I got to thank Jay Barnes, Grudge Inc., the CEO of Grudge Inc., he came down. We was having an issue with getting the guys who we had talked to earlier for the track prep. I called Jay Barnes, Red Stock to Jay Barnes, and spoke with him. And Jay Barnes said, crew chief, whatever you need me to do, I'm coming anyway. But whatever you need me to do, I got you. I said, well, Jay, you know we're trying to get this track thing together. And that Jay Barnes said, say no more, crew chief, now. I got you. Being said, with that being said, he was there. I take my hats off to him. He came on and did what he said he was going to do and helped me out all the way around the board. He said, I know you're new to it, and, you know, I direct you, whatever. I say, I told Jay Barnes, just handle it for me. You handle it. You help me here. I'm going to go there. Five will go there. We do this. We just work together because I can't be in more than one place at the same time, so. I mean, everybody pulled together, and it's not no one person that made it happen. It's a group of us, Dog, Jimmy, Bread, T5, Big Low, Jay Barnes. I mean, everybody pulled together and made the event what it was. Because without y'all pulling together the way we did, it wouldn't have went down. And I'll be the first to say that. You know what I'm saying? And I can't thank everybody enough. I can't. To express my gratitude towards them. T5, Dog, I was looking for Dog to catch up with us and go out to eat, like, you know, after the race and stuff like that, but I know he was tired because he was on it all day long. I got to give him his props. He had that 29-28 race. He was doing his thing. When I say he was doing his thing, Dog had the rule book in his head. Dog knew the rules, the do's, the don'ts. He even told me, hey, you better tell Lowe to get here because I'm finna scratch. Oh, you can't scratch him. You can't listen. Tell Chubby you better come on. The Chubby said get scratched. Next thing I know, I seen Big Low pull around the corner 100 miles and coming. He was coming. I said, there you go, dog. You here? Don't scratch him. Don't scratch him. He said, all right. You see, I got my pen. I was just finished scratching. So you know, dog was holding. Dog was holding it in the road. Dog was definitely holding it in the road. Like I said,
closer to the top.
Man, I can't.
Hey, Crew Chief, I know you can just, you ain't got to try to get it all today because we're going to be on three or four shows, including your show this week, so we'll be able to tell it all. But I want to say something to throw out there right quick because I got to get ready to go ahead and earn his bread, man, that I want to throw out earlier that Jimmy Moreno brought up. Jimmy, you still out there, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, I want to bring up something. Like I said, I like the way Jimmy and Bread Man and all us, we all get together and you start talking to, and Otilio and everybody, you start talking and you're listening, Crew Chief, you'll be surprised how much stuff you can hear if you just sit back and listen. So, like I said, we all in this together. Grudge Inc., it don't make no difference what organization we're with. Grudge Inc., it don't make no difference if you ain't in with no organization. We all racers, so we all need to try to take care and protect everybody. As everybody know, the next big race is going to be in Orlando, Florida. It's going to be Baldy's big race. I say that to say this to him. Jimmy brought up some good points that, well, he might not even know he brought them up himself. They said don't get cold in Florida. Well, I beg to differ. You a damn lie. Even though it might be 70, 75 degrees in the daytime, when that doggone sun go down, then that wind come in a little bit, it get cool. I say that to say this here. All you guys that was worried about got races going on, don't try to book your races at 9 and 10 o'clock at night because Jimmy just brought it out. The track sometimes gets way better. Sometimes it might not be as good. Then you're going to blame the track. Everybody know. When that damn that song went out, that damn Showtime, Big Low went out there, goddammit, and walked, oops, excuse me again, Brad, man, for cussing out, you know how I get, and walked the half of the track in the air. So, I mean, sometime it'll help you, sometime it'll bite you. But I would suggest, just me suggesting, y'all can discuss it after I get through saying it, is that you go and get your races off in a timely manner and don't wait too late. Because if you're not an excellent tuner, don't know how to tune, you might tune one time for the daytime and then at night you might be a different ball game. But I'm just saying that I think we should always try to go and get these tracks, the races in quick as possible. Because even Jimmy, the great tuner that he is, and he proved that down there this week. He said on the big end of the track, ain't nothing you can do about that. The big end of the track don't get as much heat or attention, so quite naturally it's going to be a little bit looser than the bottom end. So the best thing to do is while you got heat in the track, go and get your races off. If I'm wrong about what I said, Jimmy, come on and correct me because I'm learning too. That's all I have to say, Ben, man, and I appreciate y'all giving me
time. Everything you said was right. Everything you said was right. And one thing that everyone, I don't know if they all recognize this, but we were racing on an island, literally. St. Petersburg, Florida is, I don't know if it's an island three or a peninsula, if it's connected, but I know at least three sides of it are water. It's a big island. You had to cross a bridge no matter how, which way you got there. I think you had to cross a pretty big bridge to that race.
Yeah, you're right.
So, we're racing on an island with water and wind. You know, you're going to have wind. You got the Gulf of Mexico on one side and a big bay, Tampa Bay, on the other side. It's going to be windy, you know, and there's not much you can do. You ain't nothing you can do about that, you know. And with water on all sides of you, that's what you got to expect. So those are the things you got to really pay attention to, your surroundings.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Yes, sir.
J5,
what's up, baby? Like I said,
hey,
y'all just getting on.
Yeah. No, I've been on. Bread has never opened my mic, you know. I'm the least common denominator, so he ain't opened my mic.
I got a commentary I'm going to do on all y'all, man. Y'all three guys did an outstanding job, man. Outstanding. That's all we can say. And you know, and I'm going to tell you something else that I noticed, and I know I've been talking a lot, but I got a lot on my mind because it pisses me off because you get one or two people that – we heard a couple of negative comments that the track was no good, but Jimmy did a good job explaining. Anytime you go to any track, you can race in front of your front yard. It could be good. You just got to know how to tune for your front yard. So if you don't know what you're doing, all you people out there, excuse me, Bread Man, all you people out there with the negative shit, well, I ain't going to say it all. Go ahead on fire.
Hey, I just want to know, man, did anybody see Dog Works a kid's crowd?
I was going to...
Y'all work the kid crowd, man, like he was goddamn on Michael Jordan or somebody, man. Man, y'all had to see God work that crowd. That's all I got to say, man. I already told everybody, DJ, Coop Performance, Jim Marino, you know, that's my man, that's my team. Everybody already know how I feel. I done talked to everybody personally. But at the same time, man, I appreciate y'all having me on, Brett.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
I got a question for y'all. We got Crew Chief on here. We got P5 on here. What are we going to do? You know, Bali's got his yearly event. and it started off somewhat small, and it's grown to something huge. And, you know, at this time of year, we saw that other tracks this weekend, I think we all read and heard about some other tracks this weekend up north of Florida, there was some cars destroyed. And I don't know why that is. I don't know the circumstances. I don't know if it's because of the cold or not, or the racetracks or not. But, you know, Baldy has an event every year. What do we got to do to maybe separate the dates a little bit more than what they are and get you guys to do this event yearly?
Damn good at that. Boy, Jimmy, you almost got my phones booked because I was going to bring that up too then, because that's why I think that race was nice and it was outstanding, but it's going to be hard for people to travel 2 weeks apart way down south. Outstanding question, Jimmy. Damn outstanding question.
Could you repeat the last part of the question, Jimmy?
Basically what he's saying is, Crew Chief, that he's trying to say 2 weeks apart is not enough for the people that might want to come in from upstate or somewhere from way distance. That's too close apart. And plus it's around Christmas time and everything and Thanksgiving too. That's what he said. Can you split the dates?
What do we got to do to separate the dates a little bit and ultimately make this a yearly standard event like Baldy has that we all can look forward to every year as we do Baldy's? And to do that, I believe we do have to, you know, the date's got to get separated by a little more than 2 weeks, but to keep it looking forward to it. And ultimately, you know, we're at this time of year where we need to race down south. We need to be racing down here for the safety of everybody, I believe, because if we're going to keep racing, I think it just gets cold up there.
I'll start. I'll start answering the question, and if I miss anything or you got something else you want to add, you can add to it. Well, to answer your question, first and foremost, Jimmy, it all starts with communication. Communication is key to any relationships, all relationships. So in order to make this thing happen, a yearly event, to spread dates out, and so on and so forth, you know, to bring racing to Florida, good grudge racing like we had this past weekend in Florida, on a yearly basis and stuff like that, it starts with us, the man in the mirror. That's who it starts with, the man in the mirror. Myself, T5, Jimmy Marino, Baldy. It starts with us sitting down, in the words of Wild Man, over some vanilla wafers and some lemonade, and making some smart decisions for the best interest of grudge racing and spectators as a whole. You know what I mean? It starts right there, and then once we get that, you know, down pat, you know, we sit down and have that conversation and get it started off, and then, you know, we can automatically, you know, start rolling to the next phase to making it actually happen. So it'll start, I guess, after Baldy's race. After Baldy's race, we'll get together and try to sit down and see what dates he's gonna get, and you know, what date is he gonna try to use next year, and you know, go over our plans and talk to a few people and try to make some things happen. But the sooner the better we get it up on the calendar, get it out there and let everybody know when they can plan for it, and make it happen. Like Dog said, regardless what organization you wanna call it, name it, whatever, tag it, trim it, whatever it is, it's all grudge racing at the end of the day. So we are grudge racers, and this is what we do. We are family. We family, brothers, enemies all at one time. We friends at the racetrack, enemies on the racetrack. And once we cross the stripe, we back friends again. So it's all good. Like I said, we just a matter of communicating, you know, sitting down and talking about a few things, and that's pretty much it. That's where it starts. And then we can go from there.
Sounds good. You know, I'm always in to help, Crew Chief, and I definitely would like to see it. I think it was a great event. I think there's opportunity for more than one great event in South Florida this time of year between the months of, you know, late November, mid-November on through, you know, through March, February at least. You know, we've got an open window down here where the racing will always be better because of weather here than it will be up in the Carolina and Georgias and all that stuff. So, you know, we need to take that opportunity and use it.
It's not a problem. Almost. Jimmy, it's not.
I thought I had other hands up for your TikTok, Jim, but they eventually hung up. But I want to go ahead and address your question. Mr. Yoho did say that he's looking to separate a date so that we can fit that particular race in. So that window is open. Also, with everyone trying to crowd, you know, the end of the year finales in, you know what I mean? I thought it was it was hard to leave right after Thanksgiving. So, you know, I think it'll be great, an even bigger race, if we could pull it a little bit earlier. But outside of that, I had a great time. But if y'all had any other, for the people who are listening, if y'all want to talk to Crew Chief, you can hit the one button. I can get you in here. T5 is available. And I want to throw my little two cent in once we get all these questions out the way. Caller 7115, you live on the Bread Man Jimmy Marino show. Good morning. Good morning, or should I say good afternoon at this point. How are you?
Good afternoon there, Bread Man, Jimmy Marino, Crew Chief, T5, Dog. This is a kid in Chicago. What's happening?
What's going on, kid?
Nothing much, man. T5, did I come out victorious or what?
No, man. The only thing I can tell you is, man, when you come down on Baldy Race, the only thing we can do is go sit down at the air house and have a meal together.
Oh, okay. So my man fell by the wayside. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, they both, had a little technical difficulty to get down the track. They both might have needed Jimmy to go over there and give him a hand or something. But other than that, that was the reason.
I heard that. I do have a question for you guys down in the South. I was looking at DVDs the other day, and I was looking at the racetrack, the House of Hook. Now, can anyone tell me if there's grass going between the edge of the track and the concrete barrier going down the track?
Yes.
It is grass.
Yes, it is grass.
I mean, how safe is that?
My opinion is this. Here's my opinion on that. It could become a very hairy situation if the car sideways and catches a tire, an edge of a tire on the grass, sideways against the wall or something. It's just been that, you know, some things are just that way. It's been that way for years, for as long as it's been there, and it hasn't. Although the opportunity for something that could cause a major problem is there, I don't know that we've ever, I don't recall ever hearing or seeing it be the issue that it possibly could be. I've never seen a car catch a lip of a tire in that dirt and slip or anything like that. But does it, in theory, make sense that it could cause a big problem? Yes, it does in theory. In reality, you know, Dog, you'd have to step in and say that. You know that track as well as anybody. I don't recall it ever actually happening.
Well, I'm gonna take a little jab at that. A lot of tracks are very narrow, and a lot of times drivers go a little deep. And at that track, you'll know when you go deep trying to save that, you know, the run or whatever, when you get into that gravel, that grass, not it's going to let you know, and it'll make you back out of it. Most tracks aren't as forgiving as that one. I would say it has its pros and cons, but those are one of the pros. You know, you drive deep and you get into that grass, you're going to lift. A lot of these tracks, you don't have that opportunity. You know, you're going to end up tearing something up trying to drive through them.
I agree with that. Okay. You know, you see what you said, Brett, is very true, you know, and it's a give and take, because here's the thing. When you've got a narrow track, it's easier to hit the wall. You have less room to save the car. But when you're at a wider track and the car has a problem and it crosses the lanes, you can get a lot more sideways and get more of a head-on. It's easier to get a more head-on collision crossing the track into another wall when it's wider. I don't know what's right and wrong. I know that there's give and take to both. It could, either one could be considered more or less dangerous than the other in certain situations, circumstances. You know, depending on the circumstances, one's safer in some instances and more dangerous than others.
Most definitely.
Yep. Okay, because, you know, what the reason I brought that up was because, you know, like I said, I was taking a look at some DVDs, and all our tracks up here in the north, the edge of the track, you got maybe 2-3 feet, you know, it's asphalt or either concrete before you get to the barrier. There is no grass growing in between the edge of that track and that concrete barrier going down that track. I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Well, that's,
now that you say that, I can't recall any other track that I've grassed between there either. And I always knew it did. I just never really thought much about it.
Mm-hmm. It was a great question, though, kid. Hopefully we answered the best we could. But, I mean, that would be an owner, something he chose. And, you know, like I say, I know if, with me being a driver, you know, that's a very wide track. And I kind of like it, like, you know, chose to run it. If I chose to, you know, go wide like that.
Redman, Jimmy, all y'all, excellent answers. Kid, excellent question. But if you, like I told you, you sit back and listen to these answers, you get the correct answer. No, that track is, like they kept saying, the bread man just fitted and Jimmy fitted. That track is a little bit wider than normal. Now, the grass really is just an extra measure because on most tracks, where the grass at, that's where the barrier would be at. So once you got there, you done already towed down the barrier. Sometimes, like Jimmy said, it all depends. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. You never know till you get in it. What I mean by that is if it was concrete, just say it was concrete into the barrier, sometimes that concrete grips your tires and throw you over there. But sometimes that grass, if you know how to do it, you can slide down the track in that grass and you don't grip your tires, and sometimes that'll save you, but sometimes it don't. It is grass there, but it's, like I say, it's extra wide. The grass is just an extra another space. So whether you want to say it's dangerous or not, I can't answer that. Nobody can until you get in that situation.
Right. Yep. Okay, then. Well, my question has been asked. You know, I'm going to sit back and finish listening to the rest of the show.
I appreciate you calling.
Thank you for calling.
And Ken, mm-hmm. I got to say, you know, what do Falcons do in situations like that? We rise up. Thank you for calling, sir.
Another thing, we got to tell Ken. Now that was an excellent question just by the sense of he was sitting down there and he just noticed that from a video. Now, that just goes to show you how he studied racing. I mean, that's good for everybody to know. And now that's something that's banging in somebody's head. And then you got it from different drivers. You said you liked it on the way. Jimmy said he liked it on the way. And we gave different viewpoints about everything because ain't nothing. It's all our opinions, and we never know what's going to happen until we get into them situations. And that's unfortunately why they call them accidents.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's, kid, you want to rebuttal on that? I mean, but if you say anything about them dirty birds, you out of here. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, no. I ain't going to say nothing about the dirty birds, though, Brad. But, I'm going to understand. You know, like I was saying, all our tracks up here, there's no grass growing between the edge of that track and that concrete bag, which may be about 2 or 3 feet. It's just there's no grass because we consider that dangerous. Because if you fall off the edge of that track and hit that grass is just like water or ice or whatever, you know. But,
well, that's,
you know,
the thing.
Listen, how do you know there's no grass? You guys got all that snow up there. You don't know what's under that snow.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yes, indeed. But we ain't gonna have it too long. We ain't gonna have no more about 3 or 4 months. It'll be drying up.
That's a great question, kid. Thank you, man. Let me move right along here. Thank you,
go
kid.
Right.
We're gonna take a quick commercial. I got to do this here. Got to pay the bills, y'all. Y'all hold on 1 minute. The next big race out and out west, Atomic Dog, show enough, December 2nd. Let me throw this in here. Y'all check this out.
Saturday, December 7th, Atomic Dog is showing up racing. I'm bringing the final shakedown, 2013 Grudge Fest to Dallas Raceway. This is it! So if you want some,
go get some.
Action Grudge racing all night.
You don't want to miss the Kelty Car Adventures Big Tire Shootout, Old School Back Out Shootout, and the Truck Shootout.
For the classes, we got a 580, 7-0 indexes. Bring your motorcycle and your ATV to get in on the action, too. Gates open at 11 a.m. Admission $20. Kids 12 and under is free. Driver tech card $10. For more info, contact Atomic Dog at 512-775-6563. Or peanut at 214-317-0185. Or you can find us at AtomicDogDragRacing.com or Atomic Dog Drag Racing on Facebook. Be sure to tune in to the Atomic Dog Grudge Inc. radio show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call-in number is 646-200-4419. And the call-in number is 646-200-4419. It's your boy Chuck G. You got to be there.
Thank y'all for listening. We're getting ready to go into the closing segment of the Breadman and Jimmy Marino show. We're going to wrap this thing up, and definitely y'all tune in to Jay Bond's show later this evening. Ernie and Dog will be having a show also at 6 o'clock, Tech Talk with Ernie. Definitely get on there and see what's going on. We got any announcements, Jimmy, you wanted to make, crew chief, anybody?
No, we're gonna be racing this weekend, and we'll be at Baldy's the weekend after, and sounds like we might have a few weeks off, enjoy Christmas, and get back at it first of the year.
All right, that sounds great.
And Chief, and Brett, this crew.
Go ahead.
I got one public service, really two public service announcements to make. Number one, I look forward to seeing everybody over at No Guts, No Glory in Orlando. And my second public announcement is Coop King ain't safe.
Hey, crew chief.
Yes.
I heard you had to go to court this morning, man. I told Coop King don't go take that warrant out on you, man. He's still looking for you.
Hey, what I did was...
They worked fast down there, man. They got you already this morning.
Hey, what I did was I went and paid my bond early for what I was going to do to him when he get to Orlando.
Well, hey, crew chief.
That's right.
Do me a favor, crew chief. Give me the name of the owner of the banana, because I want to say his name. I want to, you know, I want to say thank you to him.
What's his name? Hagen.
Well, Hagen, listen, yeah. Mr. Hagen, I want to say to you, thank you, brother, from the Breadman and Coop King Hypnotic Car. I want to say thank you. He went and found us oil pressure nut that we needed to get back out there. We was leaking oil. The nut was cracked. And we went around, and I went over to Jimmy to try to find one. And Jimmy was sitting up in that Camaro, and good God Almighty, he was hitting the accelerator, and the more he hit the accelerator, the hyped up he got. And he said, "Bread man, just look in there in the toolbox. There's somewhere in there." And you, when you go into that thing, it was so much stainless steel in there, it scared me, man. It made me feel like I was back into the, you know, somewhere I shouldn't be. But anyway, Mr. Hagen, he said, "Oh, Bread man, I got one of them down there. Come on down here to the trailer." He went down to the trailer, and he went up in there and gave me that big bag and said, "Go ahead, and I need you to be at your best, because we're going to, you know, do what we do." And he made it possible, And I just want to, you know, say that is the part of class racing that I like. He wouldn't let me give him nothing, no drink, no nothing. And he told us that everything we had for him, beat him on the other side. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't even made that pass that scared you in the submission. So with that being Mr. Hagen, I want to thank you for helping us out. Getting back out there. This is from Coop King, the Hypnotic Car and Bread Man, and Boney, CP, Big Dave crew. We came down there. Also, I got a big shout-out to my man, Bacteria, man. Ed Boney held the front door, and Bacteria held the back door on the way down there. We all traveled together. We all stuck together when we was down there. And, you know, we get that from y'all, crew chief. Y'all, when y'all show up, from way down the way, y'all stick together. And I want to say, you know, I enjoy being on dog team as well. We all park together, and, you know, dog throw this 2 cent in, and he got folks where he needed to get, and we all pull for each other to have an enjoyable time. I'm going to say that I look forward to getting back down south at those events. I didn't get a chance to talk to Big Low, but I did talk to Mr. Low, which is his dad. I got a chance to talk to him. I got a chance to meet Crew Chief Fiance, a beautiful lady. I mean, I really enjoy you allowing me to really become a part of your family, Crew Chief, and I want to say thank you for that. You know, just being a great friend to me to, you know, be able to do something like that. I got a chance to meet Jimmy's daughter. You know what I mean? And like I say, she's a great avid to racing, and she just ride around and have a ball. She had a ball. So I want to say to all the people that, you know, really allowed me to come into the pits and be who we really are with each other, to really do a top, what's the name, Top Flight, say fellowship. I want to thank all of y'all for allowing me to fellowship with you guys. I look forward to doing it on the 13th and 14th of December with Bali. So with that being said, y'all, if y'all don't have any other announcements, that's me. We got home safely. When we got home, you know, I had to basically take the handcuffs off of Coop King when we got it back in Georgia. He was very upset that he, you know, the Florida boys jumped on him. The ball-headed champ was on him real hard. My dad was on Coop King real hard, and, you know, he didn't want to hurt nobody. And we tried to tell him that Crew Chief intentionally went down there and sprayed 800 nitrous into a motor, and he didn't have to get out of racing us. So, you know
hey,
what
Brent.
I mean?
Hey,
no,
Brent,
I told you I was going to
get on that
Holla Golla. You did. Now, you did, but see, I said, you don't need to do that. We already seen what we had to see Friday night when you went out there. We knew Friday night when you seen Coop King and knew we was for real, I said, nah, come on now, Crew Chief. Y'all got too much on that thing. You tried to put that thing on the back roof. And I was just like, good God Almighty, you didn't need to do that. And then Dog came over there and said, Brad, man, you let this man come down here with his car. Y'all can't even get down the track. And we was just baiting y'all in. You just went to smiling when we rolled in. I heard you say that little comment. Oh, there go Bread Man. Yeah, yeah. I looked at T5 and said, Crew Chief just don't know. He just don't know. And then when I went over there and said, Coop King, listen, man, what can we do? The man, wife here, his mom here, we don't want him to, you know, get beat up like that, and you know, in front of his whole family. So Coop King said, Bread Man, go ahead and put it on Keel. And we put it on Keel and went out there, and even Dog came over and apologized to me. Dog said, Bread Man, I apologize. I didn't know y'all knew what y'all was doing. But
he ain't lying about that now. I damn sure did. hey, look here, Gucci. I told him, I said, man, what the hell y'all bring that goddamn car out here for? They finna kill y'all. Bread Man said, no, watch this here. I lost another damn $20.
Someone ended up with a lot of $20 this weekend, because it's all I heard about people losing. I ain't heard no one won.
Yeah, I got that. I told Dog I used one of my buddies' Candy Factory favorite saying, if you don't believe me, just watch me. So, you know, I told Dog, if you don't believe it, just watch me. And Dog was right there when he come out the waterfall.
Hey, some of that stuff might be a joke with Fred Man saying, but he tell the truth about that part of it. He damn sure told me.
If you don't believe me, just watch it. And, boy, when that car went down through the Coop King came back, and I got back, I was looking at him, I ran over there to meet him at the trailer, and I realized he was out the window with his shirt off. I said, what is this man that took his shirt off back like the old days? What did you put your shirt back on, man? Had his fire suit off, neck brace thrown on the ground. He said, well, where Big Low at? And I grabbed him. I said, oh, that was a good pass. You ain't, come on now, don't do this now. And I had to, you know, put a submission hold on him and get him back over to the trailer. He was out of hand then at that point. He was going to jump dead. So I had to put him in a sleeper hold like they used to do B.A. Baracus on the 18. And we slid him on into the truck for a little while, and we eased on out of there. And when he woke up, man, we was back in Georgia. And he said, did we get a chance to run Big Low? And I told him, no, Coop King, let it go. Let it go, man. It's a good deal. So it is what it is. I just got a text right now to you, crew chief. It says, lock up, double to nothing. Good God Almighty.
All right. Tell him I said we're going to lock up. Last time was 1-on-10, so we're going to lock up 1-on-20 this time.
Good. No. See, you put that out there on the show, and I don't want nobody. That's why we had to, you know, we didn't come in, the OJ special. Because you put that out on the show, and we got out there, real talk, and everybody was looking and trying to pull us over in the OJ special. We had to swap out, get in the alias vehicle. Get on. So, you know, he said this morning he want to take OJ down there next time. He want to come in that K5. That's what we going to do. So with that being said, I just want to say, you know, one more time, I enjoyed everybody. I look forward to us being down there again. Tony Bynes and them was in the house. I had fun messing with Trigger Man, my main man, Cowboy, who woke me up that morning and told me to get to the track because he made it here in my hometown. I got to say shout out to Cowboy. We always, when they traveling, we always up together. Dog know that. We always get on the phone when we travel together. And, you know, I had made it down. Well, Dog was there before we were, but we all was down there Friday. I got to say big up to Jay Barnes. It was a great show, and we look forward to doing it again. I look forward to traveling with my crew. I also got to say, when we come to Orlando, we do have a locked-in race. Mr. Shut Up and Race himself, Mandrell Shut Up and Race, we'll be taking on Mr. Tip. Y'all know who Mr. Tip is down there. He came down there. He went a couple rounds in that 650 heads up on the back bumper. Mr. Tip, if you listening, you can hit the one button. I did tell you to get on the show today. I want to put that out there, Mr. Tip. You was flying. Mr. Tip, I don't know. We might need something from you, man.
Hey, Brad, man, Mr. Tip wanted a little bit of money. He came in the money down there in the race, man.
Oh, yeah. He did. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he was hitting that tree, and he was putting them guys out in that 650 class. He was out there whopping on them. So I don't know, y'all. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Bally already got $500 betted with Mandrell already. He took all our money. You know, my brother and them and everybody betting with Mr. Tip. But, you know, Coop King tried to lock in the whole pot. That money that you gave him, Crucci, he tried to lock all the money in you gave him. He didn't even want to take your money back with him. He said he'd just leave it in Florida. And if we can buy lobsters, because Jimmy didn't bring the lobsters this time, so we're going to buy lobsters when we come. Everybody come over to Crew Chief Trailer. We're going to buy lobsters with that money we made from him this weekend. So y'all come over to Crew Chief Trailer in Orlando. If you ain't got lobsters, crew chief, you going to make us some peanut butter and jelly? That's what y'all ate on the way out, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get peanut butter and jelly with no bread. Hey, man, that damn bread man in Ralph Farm today, man, he's throwing all of the little damn slang jokes at y'all.
Hey, I'm letting him get a dog.
I'm going to let him get off on his show because I can't handle him like I want to handle him. But if he ever calls on one of them 8 o'clock shows or 6 o'clock shows, 7 o'clock show, he know he going to get the business.
Hey, Coochie, to be honest with you, though, it is kind of refreshing to hear somebody throw these jokes without all the cussing we be doing, though. I got to admit, though, much as I cuss, though, I kind of like that. That shit's funny as hell. I've been on mute laughing like a big dog. So, Brad, man, sure been throwing some hits at y'all, but.
Heck yeah, he did. Hey, I let the brother breathe. I'm going to let him breathe. Him and Coochie, they made the trip. Hey, man, hey, he deserved to get it off his chest. So, I'm gonna let him enjoy the moment. You know what I mean? Hey, I ain't gonna kill his spirit.
I can't you kill our spirit. What you mean kill our spirit? We came down there and told you what we were gonna do, and you know what I mean. All I'm saying, I just got a text. Good, Coop King told me to meet him at Spondivis this morning. We going to Spondivis. Young Jeezy gonna be in Spondivis later this morning. Good God Almighty, my boy is paying Spondivis for me. With Crew Chief and them money. Y'all excuse me. He said it won't be a lobster fest. We going down there with Young Jeezy and Spondivis. Every day this week. We're going to eat at Spondivis.
Bread, man, you keep telling all these lies. You're going straight to hell, man.
just sent me the text. We finna have a whole Crew Performance crew meet at Spondivis with Crew Chief money. Crew Chief, man, we sorry.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, go ahead, Big Dave.
I just got to give a word of advice to everybody out there. If you ever see Dog over there unloading his trailer and he look like he needs some help, don't go bother that man. He's going to curse you out. I stood over there watching about 6 of us go over there. He cursed out every last one of them. Just get away.
No, man, I'm just used to doing it. Once you start doing it, you heard Jimmy say he has to do everything. He wish he had some help. Well, I'm just the other way around since I've been doing it all by myself all the while. I just got a system I go through, and I just don't be needing no help. Only time I need help is when that old car tab will break down, help me push that son of a gun back in the trailer.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this right here. Y'all don't know that Jimmy has a great crew over there. He got Justin, his main man. If y'all don't know who that is, that is one of the head men down at Chris Nelson's Racing Engines and Performance. They have a great system over there. Really, all you do is just stand back and watch, man. And Jimmy, you know, he told me a lot of things, but I'm not on that level. From looking at him this weekend, I'm going to just say I'm glad to be amongst people. I look at T5, Big Low, Crew Chief. I look at how they work together. They have a very good system down. I got to admit that. You know what I mean? Crew Chief may figure out ways to stand the truck up, slam it down, or go out there and pile 800 to get out of a race, but he know how to set up for the race. So, I mean, I can't him. You know, they know how to set up for the race. And I got give them that. So, Big Dave, you know, all I'm going to say is we got to do what we got to do when we go to Orlando and keep doing what we do. Just stick together, keep being there for each other. And for anybody that want to lock in for any of these races, you can call Crew Chief Show Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, or you can get on Dog Show if, you know, you want to lock something in earlier. Dog Show is the main one for it, any one of them shows. If you would like to find me at a later date, don't call me. Call one of them. I don't like to talk junk. I just enjoy, you know what I'm saying, showing up to race and getting paid not to race. So if any of y'all want to do anything.
Oh, Lord. Ooh.
If any,
hey, listen, Brad.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Hey, Crew Chief, T5, y'all got to do something with Dog on Bread Man. Bread Man is dog and y'all with him.
Crew Chief is sitting back. The crew chief is sitting back right now listening to what his attorney advised him. He's keeping his mouth shut. But he told you he was at the courthouse this morning.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He was there filing his appeal. He's filing an appeal. He's claiming tampering. You know, we think y'all tampered with that yellow beast and that's why it broke now. He already got his appeal filed, ready to go, and he's getting that race back just like you guys offered.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Hey, hold on a minute. Hold on. Let me throw this out there. Now, they told us, now, I'm keeping it real right here. They told us they was going to stay near the track, okay? We got some room. They say, well, these are nice motels. We was way out there on the water. We was out on the water. When we pulled in that motel, it had Porsches and BMWs there. They didn't have no race vehicles nowhere. Then they go up there. My man called for room service. They bring him a cardboard pizza out there to try to make my man sick for the next day. I don't appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? I called the motel and say, hey, how is this an 8-star motel? And here y'all got a cardboard piece in here that dang near cut his throat. They tried to cut his throat, man. But, we, you know, luckily we had some stuff to heal him up right. So I was just like the whole weekend basically a setup. But all I'm going to say is we got past it, you know what I mean? And it's everything's good for Orlando. We bringing our own food down to Orlando. That's all I'm saying. We bringing our own food. And we gonna bring your money back down though, and let's all today at Spondivis. So okay. With that being said, we
need moonshine with you. I need some moonshine. Oh. I need some moonshine.
Coochie,
I don't know.
Coochie, you better come find me.
Okay, I'm there searching for moonshine. Let me make a public announcement. Anybody. We're going to be in Orlando this weekend. I will be on the hunt for some good moonshine. Not no imitation moonshine, some good moonshine. I was in Valdosta, and I got some good moonshine from over my ATF buddies. So I'm be looking for some good moonshine over there. And
You didn't have any of that peach, did you?
No, I had some apple pie.
Oh, you got when you get across that same group of people, try some peach. You ain't had nothing till you had the peach.
All right, I'm going to see.
All I'm saying.
Definitely gonna see.
Well, if you're going to be there this weekend, I think you're going to be there by yourself, man.
No, I said next weekend?
You sound like you said this weekend.
Oh, this weekend. If I did say that, I'm sorry. At Baldy's race, the 14th and the 15th, my main man, Baldy, I will be there. Anybody coming down? I'm putting ATB out on that good shine. So,
well, listen, y'all. We enjoyed y'all. We got one from Georgia locked in already, which is Mandrill.
Big Dave say he want to run Grape Ape, so I'm gonna get Grape Ape locked in with him this week for Big Dave.
Oh yes. Do that. See, like I said, you know, we'll be on y'all shows. You know, y'all can want to get in touch with Big Dave for any one of the calls. Do that, and we can even perhaps bring more down there and have a even better time or whatever. But we'll begin with Ball and Smoke on the where the motel accommodation is going to be. We don't want to be that far from the track anymore. But listen. I enjoyed y'all. Jimmy, you got anything else? Anybody?
Yeah, I got one thing. I got to give a shout-out. I hear that both drivers are doing fine, but I definitely want to give a shout-out to both the DC Sniper, Matt Sweet, and Bobby Childs, who both had pretty – I didn't see the Bobby Childs wreck, but I did see a video of Snipers, and but I heard Bobby's was just as bad. Both of them, glad to hear you seem to be doing okay, and I'm sure you're sore today, both of you, but two major accidents. Sniper was driving Dobbs dinosaur car, and Bobby was driving his car, apparently, and both of them had what appear to be complete losses of the car and pretty bad accidents this weekend. So shout out to them. Hope you guys are feeling okay, and, when you pull together and make sure, when stuff like this happens, have a support group for them.
Well, I'm glad that you reminded me also, not that I forgot, but I would definitely try to air it on, get them in there tonight, perhaps on one of the talk shows on Grudge Inc. Talk shows, and we can actually hear his voice and, we did get clarification that both drivers were okay. And I'm saddened to, you know, hopefully it doesn't make Bobby get out of racing, but, you know, it does. I'm glad that he had all the safety precautions that we spoke upon in order to save his life. I'm glad God was definitely involved with that. You know, we big shout out to those guys and the people who helped them do what they do and get them out of the car. I want to say all of the EMS that was involved in both wrecks, thank y'all for being on y'all game, the best in what y'all do. Thank y'all for that as well. Anybody else have any last things they want to say? Let's get it on out. We're getting ready to get out of here and look forward to the evening shows later this evening. Big Dave, you got anything?
Nah, good show, Brett.
Hey, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Crew Chief, what about you?
Good show. Sorry I came in late. Once again, I want to thank everybody for coming out, supporting, and making it what it was. I look forward to seeing everybody next weekend, and I definitely look forward to the evening shows because it's going to be down. Hey, Brett, make sure you call in. I got something for you, buddy. I got something for you. Hey, but outside of that, good show. I look forward to seeing everybody at a later date.
Oh, hey, really appreciate having you on, and I want to say that I just got a text in, Crew Chief, saying if you would like to have any grocery money, give Coop King a call. You know the number. Have a good day. Dog, you got anything, man? We got out of here. All right, Jim, you got the flow. What we looking at?
That's it. That's it. Another good weekend. I look forward to. We'll be racing this weekend, and but I look forward to 2 weeks from now being out there, and can't come soon enough. Out there with Baldy and Stone Cold and the group, and looking to see some big tire cars out there. I hope and big tire wheelie bar cars in Orlando. We'll be looking for action with somebody. So. That's about it.
All righty. Thank you, Jim. Thank you for, you know, a great weekend. I enjoyed it. I look forward to having you there again, man. Racing, hopefully, definitely racing next time with you. So I look forward to it, man. Thank you. We're going to get ready to go to our inspirational vitamin before we get out of here. Definitely want to give a big ups again, ABP, Coop Performance. I really enjoyed the trip. Chick for winning that race. I don't think I throw him out there. Look forward to coming back down with more of our Georgia friends and family that we have from up here. Want to say that I don't think I said anything. Hey, Stone Cold, you came down. You put on a great show. You know, we look for you to get in there, but hey, you know, if it didn't pan out, but you still put on a great show. Stone Cold, thank you for coming down, man, and fellowshipping with us. I had a great time with you as well. I hope I didn't forget anybody. I want to thank my family and friends for coming out as well and enjoying the small time that I spent down there with y'all. Look forward to it. Pops, I appreciate it. Shout out to my dad and my brothers. With that being said, we're going to go into the inspirational vitamin. Reasons as so. God has a plan for you. Don't give up just because things aren't looking well. God is not done yet. As long as your heart beats, you have a purpose. May God bless y'all this week. This is the Bread Man, Jimmy Marino Show. I want to thank y'all for allowing us to be in your ear. We look forward to y'all next Monday at the same time, 11 a.m. Thank y'all. Have a blessed week. This is the Bread Man, one time for your mind.